Romans chapter 11. If y'all want to stand, stretch your legs, we've been sitting for a while. Romans chapter 11, I'm going to start in verse 33. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor? Who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again. For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. You can be seated. Again, not going to do a Thanksgiving sermon tonight. I'm sure you've heard a lot of those before, but there's a lot of things we can be thankful about, and these two preachers here did a great job, and we can be thankful for the things that they preached about. I'm going to talk about four things about God that we will never understand. There are many things about God that we as humans will never fully be able to understand and never fully be able to comprehend. So great is our God that he is beyond our mind's comprehension. There's nothing we can do, no way we can understand him. And so there's nothing we can do that we will be able to comprehend the full measure of our God. So four things that we will never understand. Get them doing quickly. Number one, the love of God. We're never going to understand the love of God. Ephesians 3, 17 through 19, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. There is nothing on earth that can love as much as God can love, or as perfectly as God can love. God's love is beyond our knowledge ability. We can't understand his love. You can have so many college degrees that you look like a thermometer, but you will never be able to understand just how much God loves you. Let's look into ourselves for a moment and ask ourselves this question. Why does God love us?
Come on.
I was probably the worst one of anyone in here. Why does God love me? Why would God love me? Why would God love us so much that he would send his only begotten son to die on the cross for us?
Amen.
How are we worthy of that love? And to be honest, we are not worthy of that love, and that's what I don't understand about his love. Why does God love me? Why does God love us? Romans chapter 5, verse 6 through 8, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. Praise God for his love. Amen. The second thing we'll never understand is the power of God. Ephesians 3, verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Curtis Hudson was talking about prayer one time, and he said this statement: the possibilities of prayer is God's ability to do. There is nothing that God cannot do. The only thing that limits God is our unbelief. That's the only thing that limits God. This world has never seen the full power of God. We did not see it in creation, and we will not see it in the tribulation. We have never seen the full power of God. God has unlimited power. He even has enough power for himself and to share with us. Isaiah 40, verse 29, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. When we do the Lord's work in our own strength, our own power, that's as far as it's going to take us. But when we do it in the Lord's strength, he can take it a lot farther than we ever will be able to do. And he can use us in ways that we cannot fathom. He can use us to win that soul to Christ that we've tried to win this to for years, that we've tried to do it in our own strength. But when we get God's power on, he can change and save that person.
Amen.
He can do that. First thing is the love of God we'll never understand. Second thing is the power of God. Third thing is the forgiveness of God. The forgiveness of God. If you never experienced the forgiveness of God, then you missed out on the greatest thing in the world. Numbers chapter 14, 17 to 21. Now I beseech thee, let the power of my Lord be great, according as thou hast spoken, saying, the Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation. Pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of this people, according unto the greatness of thy mercy, as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt even until now. And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Israel had sinned and had provoked the Lord in refusing to go into the promised land. But when they did that, of course, they provoked the Lord to wrath to the point that he was planning on destroying the whole nation, wiping them out completely and starting over with Moses. And he still would have kept his promise to Abraham had he done that. He still would have. But Moses went before the Lord and interceded on their behalf, and the Lord pardoned the whole nation because one man interceded. If God's willing to forgive that whole nation and how much they provoked the Lord, I think the Lord is able and willing to forgive our nation for how much we've provoked the Lord. That gives us hope. What about our own sins that God has forgiven? There is a song that says, roll back the curtain of memory now and then. Show me where you brought me from and where I could have been. I know today, folks, you don't know my past, but I know. I'd be in jail right now. And I wouldn't be married to that little lady right there. And I wouldn't have that sweet little kid sitting right there. The forgiveness of God. Praise God for the forgiveness of God. Do you remember what the Lord saved you from? Do you remember what the Lord has forgiven you from since you have been saved? I know we don't remember all the little things that we confess to the Lord every day, but the big things, you remember those big things the Lord saved you from? The big things the Lord delivered you from? The big things the Lord got you out of that you couldn't get out of yourself? And praise God for His forgiveness. Last thing, the forgetfulness of God. Hebrews 8:12. But for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Hebrews 10:17. And their sins and iniquities I will remember no more. That's something to shout about right there. Praise God that He forgot our sins. He forgot when we confess our sins. He's faithful just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He doesn't remember our sins anymore. And when the devil comes to Him and accuses us to God, he looks at the devil and says, I don't remember what you're talking about. I don't remember what Matt Harrison did. I don't remember what anyone else did. And when I come to God, because the devil accuses me, he tries to give me a guilty conscience, and I go to God and say, Lord, forgive me for this that I've already confessed. He doesn't remember it anymore. He doesn't remember it anymore. He's forgotten what I've done. He's forgotten what you've done. If any of us here are in need of forgiveness tonight, there is forgiveness with God. But thank God there is also forgetfulness. Maybe you need to know... Maybe you need to know the love of God tonight. Maybe you need His power for a situation that you're going through. And His power can do more than we can imagine. Maybe you need forgiveness of sin. Maybe you need to praise the Lord for His forgetfulness of your sin. Maybe we need to forgive others who have wronged us. Whatever the need, God can supply. Praise God for His love. Praise God for His power. Praise God for His forgiveness, and praise God for His forgetfulness.